A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8:49, so let's get a little broader look at how the roads are doing with Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, and we get it started here with Heather Kelly.
Well, for the most part, Salt Lake City has been accident-free on I-15 and the West Side Belt, but we've had several crashes on the 201 freeway, especially when that snow squall first passed through. So traffic is still very slow as you head out of Magna toward the West Side Belt and I-15. Mountain View Corridor covered in snow most of the lanes, and I-15, both directions are at a crawl from Point of the Mountain into downtown Salt Lake. Len.
Looking a little bit further north for a moment, looking up there at Sardine Canyon. It is still wet and slow in either directions with snow, but you do not have roadway restrictions in effect anyway. Have an I-15 coming down all the way from Corinne and past Brigham City. It's looking pretty good down to Ogden and Roy. It's still there at Antelope Drive. That's where it's slogging, but getting a little bit better there at Antelope Drive and just slow through Layton on to Kaysville before it lets up into a little bit slower drive on through Farmington and slowing in Centerville, North Salt Lake. And then on the north end of the I-215 West Belt, you've got slowing, making your way from Rose Park down to I-80. Jason?
Snow in Provo Canyon, and also proof traction devices needed up in American Fork Canyon as well. Northbound I-15 remains slow as you approach the Point of the Mountain, starting at about Main Street in Lehigh, and still very heavy northbound on Redwood Road. And we got a stalled semi. This is eastbound on I-80 as you make your way up towards Park City. It's around Lambs Canyon area, I believe, is where it is. It's really hard to tell from the cameras because, well, there's just so much snow. This weekend, Crossroads of the West Gun Show comes to the Davis Conference Center in Layton. Get great deals on guns, plus you can buy, sell, or trade at the show. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.